I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, those displaced in Alaska after a storm say needs include traditional foods and mental health services. And tribal leaders say co-management of fish and wildlife include engagement and unity. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Hundreds of people remain displaced a week after the remnants of a typhoon wreaked havoc on some of Alaska's most remote and vulnerable communities. Reporter Emily Schwing has this update. Meanwhile, when it comes to Native co-management of fish and wildlife in the state, engagement and unity are key. That was the message at a panel about subsistence at the recent Alaska Federation of Natives convention. Ayolna Nyden with the Alaska Desk has more. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.